We were lying on our stomachs, looking through the one-way glass wall at the people rushing around down on the concourse. Mary Gay passed me a joint.
William, have you used that thing yet?
What thing?
That hog leg, the pistol.
Only shot it once in the store where I bought it.
Do you really think you could point it at someone and blow him apart?
I took a shallow puff and passed it back. Hadn't given it much thought, really, until we talked last night.
Well?
I don't really know. The only time I've killed was on Aleph, under hypnotic compulsion. But I don't think it would bother me, not that much, not if the person was trying to kill me in the first place. Why should it?
Life, she said plaintively. Life is
a bunch of cells walking around with a common purpose. If that common purpose is to get my ass.
Oh, William, you sound like old Cortez.
Cortez kept us alive.
Not many of us, she snapped.
I rolled over and studied the ceiling tiles. She traced little designs on my chest, pushing the sweat around with her fingertip.
I'm sorry, William. I guess we're both just trying to adjust.
That's okay. You're right, anyhow. We talked for a long time. The only urban center Mary Gay had been to since our publicity rounds, which were very sheltered, was Sioux Falls. She had gone with her parents and the commune bodyguard. It sounded like a scaled-down version of Washington. The same problems, but not as acute. We ticked off the things that bothered us. Violence, high cost of living, too many people everywhere. I'd have added homo life, but Mary Gay said I just didn't appreciate the social dynamic that had led to it. It had been inevitable. The only thing she said she had against it was that it took so many of the prettiest men out of circulation. And the main thing that was wrong was that everything seemed to have gotten just a little worse, or at best remained the same. You would have predicted that at least a few facets of everyday life would improve markedly in 22 years. Her father contended the war was behind it all. Any person who showed a shred of talent was sucked up by UNIF. The very best fell to the Elite Conscription Act and wound up being cannon fodder.